WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A new role in the new Trump administration for a well-known Florida name. Details from CBS's Matt Piper.
President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his nominee for Secretary of State. The pair have come a long way since they were rivals in the 2016 Republican primaries, when Trump referred to Rubio as Little Marco and Rubio made insinuations about Trump's manhood in a presidential debate. The 53-year-old Rubio is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and is a China hawk with extensive foreign policy experience. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Abolitionist Harriet Tubman, who escaped slavery and rescued other enslaved people using the Underground Railroad to the North, has been given a new title, Brigadier General.
Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in Dorchester County, Maryland in 1822. By her late 20s, she was freeing others. In the Civil War, Tubman was sent to South Carolina as a spy. Maryland Army National Guard Major General Janine Burkhead.
She commanded soldiers on raids, found targets, reported troop movements.
The ceremony was held in the Maryland county where General Tubman was born. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Wildfires rage in parts of the East. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Greenwood Lake on the New York side of a fire also burning in New Jersey.
Most of the blazes, we've learned, are actually in heavily wooded areas. The blaze has expanded in size 5,000 acres. It is at about 20% containment, so there's a long way to go before this thing is under control.
In Ventura County, California, the Mountain Fire northwest of Los Angeles is now 42% contained. The man who sparked a nationwide search after he allegedly staged a hiker's murder as a bear attack in the Tennessee woodlands has been arrested. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
Nicholas Wayne Hamlet was taken into custody at a hospital in Columbia, South Carolina, after he was recognized by a hospital worker and a police officer. Back in mid-October, authorities in East Tennessee found a 31-year-old man dead in a staged bear attack that was allegedly linked to Hamlet.
Boeing machinists are returning to work after a weeks-long strike, and as KIRO-TV's Ranji Sinha reports from the facility in Everett, Washington.
At least one source tells me Boeing's frontline workers are sorely needed as jets sit in various stages of being done, and only they can finish the job.
JetBlue will stop flights to Haiti through December 2nd after it and a Spirit Airlines plane from Florida were each struck by a bullet today. It happened at Haiti's airport in Port-au-Prince. American Airlines has said that it has canceled all flights to Haiti through Thursday. The violence comes on the same day a new Haitian prime minister was sworn in. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours. And Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Jack Del Rio out at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio is out of the Wisconsin Badgers football program after being charged with drunk driving late last Thursday night. The 61-year-old Del Rio was driving in the Madison area after midnight when he struck a road sign and drove through a residential fence. Del Rio, who was a head coach for the Jaguars and Raiders, has been serving as a senior advisor to Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, I've been in communication on Friday with our administration. Had some communication, obviously, with Jack, have sat down with him, and he'll be releasing a statement here, and he's going to resign and move on.
The Badgers host number one ranked Oregon Saturday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have plenty of clouds in the overnight. They may yield a scattered sprinkle. Otherwise, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, light north winds. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies, southeast winds developing with highs in the upper 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Veterans Day. This is the day that the armistice was signed on the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of what? 1918, I think it was. I forget the year. But the end of World War I. It's also on the 11th day of the 11th month, at the 11th hour and the 11th minute of 1972, that Louise and I got married. So it's our 52nd anniversary, I guess. And, you know, it's a fine day. And we're doing a live show. And Louise sends her regards, too. So we had a lot to talk about today. Can Democrats counter Trump's oligarchy with bold change? I think so. More than just messaging, actually changing our positions. Also, what about the voters who supported both Donald Trump and AOC? Here, there's a bunch of them, and they're speaking out. I want to share that with you, too, because in large part, it supports the premise of my opening rant, which is also my daily takeover at Hartman Report. And also, is the world moving right wing, or is it moving away from neoliberalism? You know, the prevailing narrative in the media never talks about neoliberalism. First of all, most people don't even know what the word means, but they don't even try to describe what it means. They simply say, oh, the world is turning more right wing. I don't think so. I think an awful lot of the turn away from neoliberalism is really a turn away from the right wing aspects of neoliberalism. So we'll get into that too. In the second hour of our program, we have an important message from Senator Cory Booker. Also, Project 2025's authors are gloating over Trump's win. What a joke. It was all lies, they're saying. Interesting. In the third hour of our program, Dean Obidala is going to drop by on the election. And also in the third hour, let's hope Trump doesn't let the MAGA vigilantes loose on America. And will Trump's first move doom his presidency? Frankly, I doubt it. But a lot of stuff on the table right now. So for my daily take, I'm looking at, well, first of all is not lost yet. I mean, the blue state governors and other officials are working to Trump-proof their states and agencies. Organizations like Move On and Indivisible are seeing record signups. Donations are flowing into groups like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood. Progressive newsletters like Hartman Report are seeing unprecedented levels of new subscribers. The resistance is energized. That's a good sign. Also, Trump doesn't have as big a mandate as the media is promoting. If a mere 155,000 people out of 12,900,000 people, if a mere 155,000 people in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin had voted Democratic rather than Republican, we would be talking right now about Kamala Harris being inaugurated as our next president. Let that sink in. 155,000 people shifting their votes from Trump to Harris would mean that in three states, would mean that right now Harris would be president, or she would be, you know, president-elect. Now, it is true the voters shifted to the right practically everywhere in America in really significant ways. But I don't think Democrats should take that as a defeat. I think they should take it as an opportunity, the way Republicans did in 76, the way Republicans did in 2008, and say, what can we do to improve our message? What can we do to make it clear to Americans that we're on their side? Also, America was birthed in resistance. We have a long tradition of fighting oppression. And to the extent that Trump and his billionaire allies plan to crush the left, they're going to have some pretty fierce opposition, which has already begun. And we know that, what largely drove Trump's win. Rachel Bitticofer, who's been a guest on this program many times, she's got a new Substack newsletter. It's called The Cycle, and I highly recommend it. She wrote, Republicans successfully branded Democrats as out-of-touch elitists who care more about sex changes for prisoners than you. It's virtually verbatim from Donald Trump's most successful ad. She goes on to say, and we can do something about that, particularly since the suggestion that Democrats don't care about average working people is just a vicious lie. That said, the Democratic Party has to come to the realization that we are now, that is now dawning across Europe, that the old Tony Blair, Macron, Clinton, neoliberal consensus of low taxes, free trade, open borders, and weak unions is dead. It's dead. And that its reverse, which isn't Donald Trump's fascism, its reverse is progressive populism. If that is not embraced by center-left parties, right-wing populism and oligarchy will fill that void like they're doing across Europe, and we just saw here in last week's election. For example, across Europe, in New Zealand, the center-left coalition, these are all in the last 24 months, elections in the last 2 years. In New Zealand, the center-left coalition lost to the right-wingers by 23 points. Keep in mind, in the U.S., the Democrats lost by 3.6 points, just for reference. In New Zealand, they lost by 23 points. In the United Kingdom, the center-right coalition lost to the left wing by 19 points. In France, the center lost by 14 points. In Portugal, the socialists lost by 13 points. In Poland, the right lost by 8 points. In Japan, the conservatives lost by 8 points. In Lithuania, the center-right lost by 7.8 points. In the Netherlands, the center-right lost by 6.6 points. In Australia, they lost by 5.7 points. My point is that all of these, whether they're center-right or center-left, every single one of these countries had embraced in one form or another neoliberalism, reducing union density, keeping taxes on billionaires low, open trade, open borders, all this kind of stuff. And Democrats have to figure out that this is dead. This neoliberal consensus that Milton Friedman started pushing in the 1950s, that was started being adopted around the world, including here in the United States in the 1970s, was put on steroids by Ronald Reagan, was signed into law by Bill Clinton with NAFTA, that has failed. So what do we replace it with? Well, I think the Democrats should look at three major policy positions. And I've talked about all of these before. They're all familiar to you. But I think it's a good time now to revisit them. Number one, bring our jobs home. We've had 40 million jobs, 15 million factories leave the United States and go to China, Malaysia, Vietnam, Mexico. Alexander Hamilton was right. Donald Trump was wrong about tariffs. I mean, arguably Trump is right about tariffs, but the way that he did them is wrong. And we need to have a protectionist trade policy. Now, that doesn't just include tariffs. And we need to be enforcing the Buy America Act for federal government purchases, number one. Number two, we need to fix immigration. You know, I laid this out back 3 years ago in an article on my newsletter. The main driver of immigrants and refugees is the Republican Party itself, was the title. You know, prior to the Reagan era, getting a job in manufacturing, construction, or meat packing was a surefire ticket to the middle class. Hell, the Wisconsin football team, the Packers, was put into place and funded by the meatpacking union. They had big money back then. But Reagan gutted America's unions. And, you know, what what that did was it opened the door for employers to hire people who are in this country illegally and willing to work for a song. And, you know, we've got to fix that. And number three, we need to end homelessness and the crime associated with it. And to end homelessness, I'm suggesting that we need to say it is no longer legal for big banks and Wall Street hedge funds to buy up single-family homes and flip them into rental properties, and for foreign billionaires to buy housing in the United States and leave them empty. We have 15 million empty homes in America, mostly investment homes. We only have 1 million homeless people. Those numbers don't make any sense. Now, there are a few other policies that I think that we should be pursuing. You know, we've paid sick leave and leave and low-cost child care. That just won in three red states. Free and affordable college. I've been pitching that forever. Affordable health care as a right of citizenship. Taking on the billionaires with reasonable taxation. And building and supporting a Democratic-leaning, openly progressive media infrastructure. These are things that the Democrats should prioritize. But bottom line is, Bernie Sanders has been saying like a mantra for 30 years, the sweet spot for progressive populism will always be what FDR won four elections for president as: good jobs for American workers, affordable housing, and low crime. And God willing, there will be another election in 2 years, and Republicans are going to be defending the disproportionate number of Senate seats. I think they're going to lose some of them. Every seat in the House is up for re-election. And I think, you know, we'll have a good chance, particularly if Trump overreaches, as I fully expect him to do. So stay tuned. All is not lost. It's just that now the fight is a hell of a lot harder, and we have to come with a lot more determination and a lot more energy and vigor to this battle. Now is not the time to give up. It's the exact opposite of that. Now is the time to you know, eat our Wheaties and drink our matcha tea and get ready. Drink our coffee and get ready. I'm drinking matcha tea. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of support.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. It looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Its first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy go nuts for this food. I've never seen anything like it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
With billionaires buying power, shaping.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Democratic state leaders prepare the resistance. This is a fine thing. Gavin Newsom, goes on TV. He's got his PAC activated. He's calling a special session of the state legislature. J.D. Pritzker in Illinois. He says, you come from my people. You come through me. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy called a press conference. He said, if it's contrary to our values, we will fight to the death. Tim Walz, still the governor of Minnesota, says the moment they try to bring a hateful agenda to this state, I'm going to stand up and stand ready, and I'm going to fight. As long as I'm governor of Minnesota, we will protect a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. We will be standing with the rest of the world in fighting climate change. As long as I'm governor of Minnesota, we will defend our kids' freedoms to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom. In Massachusetts, Governor Maura Healey, every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, she said, to protect our residents, protect our states, and certainly to hold the line on democracy and the rule of law. When Lawrence O'Donnell asked her if she would help the Trump people deport immigrants, she said, no, absolutely not. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. To the Wisconsinites, he said, worried about what the future may bring, let me be clear. I will always fight to protect our LGBTQ families and kids, especially our trans and non-binary kids. I will always fight for women, access to affordable health care, and reproductive freedom. I will always fight to reverse the climate crisis and leave our kids and grandkids with a more sustainable, better world than the one we inherited. I will always fight to defend democracy. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. I don't know everything that a second Trump presidency will bring to Baltimore, he said, but if he follows through on some of his dark and violent promises, we know that we are looking at challenges in the year ahead. Baltimore will always be a place that welcomes and protects our residents, no matter what they look like, who they love, where they were born, or how do they choose to live their lives. So, yeah, the Trump people are in for a bit of a challenge, shall we say. Interestingly, a lot of voters voted for Donald Trump and for AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And when they were interviewed, and by the way, these quotes are from AOC herself. She went out and talked to these people. It's real simple, wrote one. Trump and you care for the working class. In other words, she's saying, why did you vote for me and Trump? Another one says, voted Trump, but I like you and Bernie Sanders. I don't trust either party establishment politicians. A third one said, I feel like you and Trump are both real. A fourth one said, I feel that you are both outsiders compared to the rest of D.C. and less establishment. I keep telling y'all, progressive politics are where it's at. Three states had paid leave on the ballot. Voters approved them all. Missouri, Alaska, Nebraska, three red states. Workers earn up to 56 hours of paid sick time a year. That's 7 days. You know, those who work for small business can earn 40 hours a year. The law is going to affect in May in Missouri, July in Alaska, and October in Nebraska. So here we have actual progressive policies winning in the same states that Donald Trump won. Seven states voted to make abortion available to women, all red states. And Donald Trump won every one of them. That should tell us what we need to know about going forward. Assuming we don't descend into Nazi-like, you know, fascism. I'm still holding my breath. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be picking up your calls next. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Our environmental correspondent David Schechter looks at why President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
He wants to, as largely as possible, reduce the influence of the EPA, eliminate regulation, go after climate change policies, and the EPA is the place where you do that.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore commemorated Veterans Day with an historic posthumous commission of Harriet Tubman as Brigadier General of the Maryland National Guard.
Today we celebrate a soldier and a person who earned the title of veteran.
In California, Ventura County Fire's Nick Cleary says the mountain fire is now 41% contained.
We're assisting the utility companies, so now they're getting in there either securing the utilities so folks can get in to their damaged homes and kind of see the damage, or also assisting the utility companies with reinstalling your power and your gas.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have plenty of clouds in the overnight. They may yield a scattered sprinkle. Otherwise, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, light north winds. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies. Southeast winds developing with highs in the upper 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Umberto, what's up?
Tom, I wanted to comment on something you just mentioned earlier about the different blue state governors doing what is necessary, at least at this time, to protect their citizens and their individual states from any fascistic machinations of a Trump administration. But I would like to say that personally, I do personally believe that Trump and MAGA 2.0 will not be the Trump 1.0 that we saw from 2017 to 2021. This individual and his MAGA party, they've taken control of our federal government. They're in total control of so many states. They're going to move forward. I do believe they're going to move forward with a dictatorship. And for that matter, I believe that it is time for the blue states to start forming a coalition, if at all possible. I'm not talking about secession, not right now, but they need to form an alliance, a blue state coalition, and let this, if he does move forward with a fascist-style dictatorship, with everything that will mean, the blue state coalitions must let Donald Trump know we are not going to get away with what you want to try to get away with in our states. We're going to stop you. We're not going to allow you to mess with our citizens, with their civil liberties, with their freedoms, with our social programs, with the way that we live and with our culture, you know, with our more progressive liberal culture in our states. We're not going to let you do that. And I believe that that blue state coalition is absolutely necessary. And another thing, Tom.
Well, before you move to another thing, let me just tell you, Umberto, should I pronounce the H, by the way, in your name?
No, my name is actually of Italian origin, but in Spanish they added the H, but it's silent. So,
okay,
no,
thank you.
Don't pronounce the H.
Umberto. It's already happening. There is an Association of Democratic Governors. I don't know the name of it. There is also an Association of Democratic State Attorneys General. And they're probably, I'm pretty sure that there's an Association of Democratic State Secretaries of State, and because they were actually fairly prominent during the 2020 election, talking about, you know, election reliability and things like that. So I'm not, you know, yes, they're already doing that, and they are talking to each other. They just don't do it out in public. But yes, I think that's happening right now.
Well, it's better, because let me tell you something. Entire swaths of our country are in the hands of the MAGA coalition. I live in the South. I'm originally from the Northeast, from New Jersey. And I wish I was back there again, because I'm trapped in the MAGA South. This entire region is totally controlled by extreme right-wing governors and completely controlled by Republican legislatures. I know that Florida is pretty much a MAGA dictatorship right now.
Yep.
And what they're getting away with here as far as censorship, rewriting history, limiting civil liberties and human rights, and the way that Ron DeSantis interfered with progressive campaigns, even threatening progressive campaigns like the abortion rights campaign, mm-hmm. with censorship and trying to get their commercials off the air. This is like a preview of what Donald Trump will try to get away with at the national level. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow this. And like I said, the more blue progressive states need to start reasserting their autonomy and letting him know, we're not going to let you get away with this. Another thing, Tom, before I leave, I want to send a message to all the police officers, the National Guardsmen, the military servicemen, or anybody else that's involved in the security forces of this country. Donald Trump is going to want to use you to attack our citizens, to attack the right of people to protest, to manifest, You cannot allow that to happen. Start thinking independently. Start thinking that you're there to defend the Constitution, not Donald Trump. And if necessary, you will be a very important part of the resistance against Trump. Don't follow his damn orders. That's my message to all those, because we're going to need you to defend the American citizens against this Trump administration. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Have a good day.
Yeah,
take care.
Thanks, Humberto. Yeah, spot on. Michael in Jackson, Michigan. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
I want to start with what Robert Reich, a labor secretary under two different administrations, exposed. The wealthiest 400 families have more wealth than the next 100 million in God Bless America. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible imbalance, and it was not accomplished under either the Republican or the Democratic parties. It was accomplished under both.
Yeah.
It has taken decades to do this, and I confess to people, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, so it's easier to see the lies from both sides. Herbert Walker Bush lied when he said, read my lips, no new taxes. We're sold a bill of goods on these campaigns that are bought and paid for. There should not be money involved in any of the elections.
Yeah.
They're bought and paid for by rich corporations, and the politicians are owned by them, and they're not working for we the people. The people that voted for Donald Trump, I'll call them rednecks, They voted for him because they're fed up and tired. We are now 20th in standard of living in the world. 20th. We have something called the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable. Leading countries have health care that's paid for. We do not. The leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States for decades has been getting sick.
Yep.
Our politicians have health care paid for by we the people. The illusion that there are two parties is false. There's only one party, and we the people are not invited to it.
Oh, that's not true, Michael.
Everybody's afraid of Donald Trump, but my view is he won because he's not a politician.
Yeah, I think there's a large element to that, although he's become a politician. The Democratic Party actually has a lot of really good people in it. And they've got they've been working really hard for working people. Every single major positive thing that you can think of, from unemployment insurance to Social Security to Medicare to Medicaid to food stamps to housing support to free college for decades and decades and efforts to make free college now, all of those came out of the Democratic Party. There's a huge difference between the two parties. The problem is that the Republicans have built this massive media infrastructure, and they now control basically most of the messaging that's going on in the United States. By the way, it's not happening. This is not unique to the United States. When Viktor Orban came over to Texas and spoke to the Republicans at the conservative political action, CPAC, down in Texas, he said, build your own media like I've done in Hungary. And basically what he's done is he's outlawed all the progressive media. And they've been doing it. They've done that. So, we have a massive asymmetry when it comes to messaging. If you're a right-wing talk show host, for example, you're rich. Limbaugh and Hannity were getting $1 million a year in subsidies personally from the Heritage Foundation for years and years and years. I went to Africa with a friend of mine who's a right-wing talk show host, and he was telling me how his basic salary was like $70,000 a year, but all he had to do was show up at a high school and give a speech, and one of these right-wing foundations would give him a $40,000 check as a speaking fee. And he'd do this like 15, 20 times a year. There's this massive financial infrastructure that is supporting right-wing messaging that literally does not exist on the left. And for 21 years I've been pounding the drum that we need to have it, and Democrats have not paid attention, sadly. And frankly, most of your billionaires are right winger Republicans because they don't want to pay taxes because they're insanely greedy people. It's how they got to be billionaires in the first place. So
if you're correct about the Democratic Party professing all this benefit, to we the people.
Not just professing, not there. Actually legislating.
But it's not there.
It absolutely is. The reason why we got the child tax credit, the reason why we got the original child tax credit, all of these things came out of the Democratic Party. No, it's not. I'm sorry, Michael. You can call me BS all day long, but it's true. John in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Tom, I got to follow up on a lot of what you've already said, and I want to take what you've been saying for decades, along with Bernie, into what I call grassroots democracy schools, mm-hmm. where we are going to be talking about the very principles of progressive populism. And because I do believe that both parties have sold out to the billionaire class. I mean, there's Mark Cuban with Kamala Harris. And then there's this over god-awful display of Elon Musk on stage with Trump. And they are beholden to the billionaire class, as our politicians are, who we elect, and yet they serve the interests of the people that fund their campaigns year after year. We've got to get rid of Citizens United. We've got to have a constitutional amendment. You've been hammering away at this forever, as has Bernie and the rest of the populace in the progressive field. Now I want to take this into grassroots democracy schools. This is a time. And the time is urgent, and people are looking for a cause, some way out of this grief that we're going through after last Tuesday. What are your thoughts?
Well, when the rules of the game are changed by the Supreme Court, so unlimited money is the only way to win an election. If you want to continue to win elections, you're going to have to, compromise at some level. Generally speaking, now there's about 100 Democrats who don't take corporate money and who are not funded by right-wing billionaires or left-wing billionaires, for that matter. That's the Congressional Progressive Caucus. But that's less than half of the Democratic Party, of the elected Democratic Party. So, your concern and the previous caller's concerns have a lot of cogency. There's a lot of truth to that. And you put your finger on the real cancer here, which is five corrupt Republicans who themselves are on the take on the Supreme Court, declaring that when other Republican politicians are on the take, or Democratic politicians for that matter, it's no longer considered bribery, it's considered free speech. And I completely agree with you. The cancer...
Well, I just wonder about, having, moveToAmend.org, an amendment to do away with
That takes two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and three-quarters of the states. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I'm a big fan of Move to Amend, and they're doing great educational work, and their democracy schools are marvelous. I totally support them. But that's not going to be the solution, at least probably in my lifetime. John, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
That said, Congress has the power to overturn Supreme Court decisions. It's in Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. You can look it up. And the next time Democrats get Congress, this is what they have to do. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild caught Cotton treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient, berberine, that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to Superbearing to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing. SUPERBERINE.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off and save even more on bundles. That's SUPERBERINE.com, and the code is TOM.
Struck down the rules and let the money in. The fairness doctrine went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act. The right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence, where did the progressives go? The airwaves filled with hate, but nobody seemed to know.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Al in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Al. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Before I go, please, Governor Grisham, make your statement known where you stand on protecting us citizens. Mm. Now on to my question.
Yeah.
It's an economic question that goes back to the early 2000s. Times were different then compared to now and who's in office. There was the rumor that we went into Iraq to protect our interests because Hussein was thinking of conducting business with petroleum from dollars to euros. I've seen a few articles which pretty much said darn near impossible, at least at that time, because the dollar was strong after, you know, 08 and 06 and all of that,
right.
Massive economic collapses and what we have in the White House. Is there anything that this man can do that might actually provoke the world economic system to go from a dollar to a euro or a yen or whatever?
I think it's unlikely. I think you may well see, pockets of that. There's this basket of currencies that has been proposed by the Saudis. They've come out with their gold-backed rial. That's a possibility. The Chinese have been pushing for the yuan to be an international currency. Increasingly, it's becoming one. Russia tried this with the ruble. It just became a joke. The ruble is in the toilet right now. And the euro is nowhere near as strong or as reliable as it used to be. And the European Union itself is facing a real crisis, over their neoliberal policy of open borders, which has been fueling this refugee anger, which is then getting, right-wingers elected all across the continent. So,
I've been really concerned about that because I know that they keep talking about recession in terms of the tariffs and everything, and I'm familiar with recessions come and go. You just sit them out for a few months or a few years. But in terms of the NATO agreement, with what Russia is trying to do to undermine our country as a world power, I just always feel that is it an involved process that the world would have to go through to essentially drop the dollar? Is it pretty much baked in that they'd have to go through a whole list of bureaucracies for them to convert from dollars to any other currency?
That is true, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would also be a major crisis for many of the world's central banks.
Okay, that was my concern because anything, as he says, everything is on the table, and that was a major concern. Yeah. Thank you very much for addressing this concern of mine.
My pleasure, Al. Good talking to you. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I did want to say in one bright note in the news, we did get a Democratic congressman in the 2nd District of Alabama.
Good on you. Congratulations.
Good on him. Oh, he's an exceptional. Samari Figures is a great addition to the statesmen that are in the minority in our Congress that actually are, that will represent the people and think about the good of the country. But I've heard everyone saying it, but blows my mind how many people will vote against their own best self-interest.
Yeah. Well, I would argue that their own best self-interest has not been communicated to them well, and that has to do with a multi-billion-dollar media infrastructure that Republicans have built over the last 40 years, and Democrats need to be building something like it. And increasingly, people are saying that. James, thank you for the call. Spot on. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.